रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. आयुर्वेद कांड चैप्टर नंबर 25, अ मदर्स ब्लेसिंग्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Kaushalya kept down the heavy sorrow that threatened to overmaster her, sipped holy water to put away from her the impurity caused by her tears, and lifted her heart and voice in a mighty blessing. Foremost of the royal line of the Raghus and the best, powerless am I to prevent you exile to the forest, even go if you must. Come back to me at the end of 14 years and seat yourself on the throne of your forefathers in conformity with immemorial usage. May that dharma watch over you with a sleepless eye to the absolute and dutiful service of which you have joyfully devoted your life. I place your innocent self in the forest under the protection of the gods and the sages to whom you offer devout worship in crossings and fields. May the presiding deities of the divine weapons you learned of Maharishi Vishwamitra ever guard your noble self. May your devoted service to your parents and to the God of truth whom you reverence shield you and lengthen your days on earth. I invoke for you the protection of the sacred fuel, the holy grass, the sacrificial halls, fanes, hillocks, trees, creepers, stunted trees, pools, birds, serpents and lions. That the sadhyas, the vishvadevas, the maruts, the maharishis, dhatas and vidhatas, Pushan, Bhaga, Aryama and the 11 adityas, the deities of the seasons, the fortnights, the months, the years, the night, the day and the muhurtas prosper you ever. May meditation, yoga and dharma, enjoined in the holy books, guard you on all sides. May Sanat Kumara, Soma, Brihaspati, the 7 Rishis and Narada keep away harm and evil from you. May the mountains on the seashore, the ocean, Kubera, Varuna, the heaven, the firmament, the earth, the rivers, the stars, the planets, the planetary rulers, the lords of day and night and the goddesses of twilight take you under their protection. May the rulers of the seasons, the months, the years, the minutes and the seconds bring you peace and happiness. May the adityas and the daityas make your forest life a happy one. May evil never approach you from a rakshasa, the pishachas, the wicked and every carnivorous creature. May monkeys, scorpions, wild fleas, gnats, reptiles and worms do not harm you. May you be safe from huge elephants, lions, tigers, bears, boars, bulls and frightful bisons. May my worship and offerings go to satisfy other man-eating creatures and guard you from their clutches. May peace and happiness walk before you. Your valor shall not fail its purpose, but shall achieve it to the full. May you never want for any comfort while you are in the woods. May every inimical power on earth or in the sky bend their energies to compass your good. May Brihaspati, Soma, Surya, Kubera, Agni, Vayu, the curling smoke from the holy fires and the potent spells you learned of the rishis stand guard over you when you bathe in the forests. May Brahma, the ruler of the worlds, Narayana, the protector of the universe, and other rishis protect you during your sojourn in the forest. She chanted appropriate hymns and offered due worship to the respective gods with garlands and perfumes. Then she lighted up the sacred fire through a saintly brahmana and offered into it ghee, white garlands, sacred fuel and white mustard to secure peace and prosperity to Rama. The priest made other offerings to secure perfect health and immunity from every illness and placed balls of food outside the sacrificial altar in honor of the regents of the worlds. Kaushalya gave away huge quantities of ghee, honey, curds and unbroken rice to the brahmanas, caused the holy text to be recited to guard him from harm when in the woods, made ample presents in coin and kind to the officiating priest and said to Rama, "Peace and happiness be unto you that attended the Lord of the Devas when he stood victor over the Asura Vritra and received the homage of the assembled gods." peace and happiness be unto you that Vinita prayed for her son Garuda when he went forth to bring down the waters of immortality. Peace and happiness be unto you that Aditi blessed Indra with to aid him in his work of destruction of the Daityas during the churning of the Milky Ocean for Amrita. Peace be unto you and happiness that waited upon the Lord Vishnu of boundless radiance when he set about to measure the worlds in 3 steps. Supreme peace and happiness be unto you through the tireless efforts of the seasons, the seas, the Vedas and the quarters. She sprinkled unbroken rice over the head of Rama, covered his shapely limbs with a rare sandal paste, tied around his arm a potent talisman of the famous plant Vishalyakarini, and recited appropriate spells over it. She hid a burning heart under a face wreathed in smiles, called Rama to her side in broken accents, smelt his head, clasped him to her breast and cried, "Child, go forth to accomplish your utmost ends. Your ends achieved, come back to Ayodhya in perfect peace of body and mind and tread in the righteous path of our ancestors. And I, Kaushalya, shall live to see the happy day. I have no more apprehensions of what might befall you in the forest. I shall live to bless my eyes with the sight of your lovely face, bright as the moon in her full, and my face will bloom with joy to see you again. I shall yet see you come back from the forests, your promise to your father well kept, and yours of ruling over the happy millions of the earth from the throne of your forefathers. Speed back from the dark forests and adorned with the emblems and insignia of royalty as becomes a lord of the earth. Gratify to the utmost the hopeful wishes of myself and of Sita. The hierarchies of gods worshipped by me, the Trimurtis, the Maharishis, the Elementals, the Asuras, the Uragas and the Quarters will secure to you every comfort and convenience while in the woods." Rebellious tears started to fill her eyes while she invoked powerful blessings on his head. She went round him as a protective spell and clasped him to her heart again and again in a transport of love. Nothing could add to the halo of glory and spiritual radiance that surrounded Rama. Yet it was intensified, if possible, by a mother's sincere blessings and protective rites. The glorious champion of Dharma that wavered not for a moment in his allegiance to it, even in direst distress, laid his head again and again at the feet of his mother and directed his steps to the mansion of his wife to acquaint her with the unwelcome news. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapriye Chakravarti Dharmulajar Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.